in order to begin. A dream quest is a conditioning of a body and mind. In certain stage of awareness of a deeper mind. So it has been said. It was during this period that the young person are most susceptible or most easily trained and quick to adapt the basics. To be able to be in a trance-like state in mind and body. Body have five senses, but there are three extra senses that are ready to be used. There are to be awakened during early childhood. That is in the period of dream quest. If one wants to give it a try, not all have it. Those who have it, they are the ones or can be guided by an elder who have went through this procedure. Therefore, a young person is recommended he or she have a guidance from one who knows and went through this process. If one boy or girl is trainable, she may be able to be conditionally spiritually developed, depending on how far one's wish to take or go. It is up to the individual. The training is there, ready to be learned or to study as it requires. Not all persons have the gift as the know-how. That depends on one's person's make-out in period of dream quest. If one is gifted, he is well on its way. Yes. These were the rules to follow during this period process. Hold on. And these were not written in instruction, but by instinct. There is a process which had to be followed by the trainee. Unless this particular person is parentless child or an orphan. This kind of a young person does not require much fasting or conditioning. He or she already has because he or she has no comfort of parents, no parents' love and protection most children have who have both parents. Therefore, an orphan is has already acquired these conditioning by being childless. These processes in fasting for dreams, or to go through the dream quest training, or to need so much of physical training, and all it's need is a guidance from an elder. If there is no one, he is still trainable by himself. That is the reason why our ancestors have absorbed this as one of their customs to teach that to show kindness to an orphan, to show love and care, because when one mistreated such a child, he never forgets. Revenge will be severe. He will have revenge in time, in his dream, will see to it that there will be revenge. The vengeance to whoever mistreated such a child is always there. So these are the the old customs that were there. When this spirituality or spiritual part of our people have existed,